M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Police are searching for the man accused of shooting eight neighbors at a home in Cleveland, Texas. Five of them died, including an eight-year-old boy. The FBI's James Smith.
We believe he's on foot, but we do not know. We're still trying. I mean, we have a perimeter up out there right now with Texas DPS and the Sheriff's Department. So we're still actively out there trying to locate him and bring him into custody.
KHOU-TV's Grace White on what happened before the shooting.
According to authorities, the family had asked the suspect to stop firing rounds just before the attack.
A gentleman stepped out of his house, said, hey, we're trying to keep an infant to bed. The man went back in the house. Next thing they know, he's walking up the driveway with the rifle in hand.
Supplies are flowing into Sudan as a humanitarian crisis widens. The BBC's Will Ross on one effort.
On board the plane that landed at Port Sudan were 8 tons of aid, including medical supplies to help those wounded in the fighting. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it hopes for security guarantees to send more humanitarian relief to the capital Khartoum and Darfur.
A ceasefire was extended for 3 more days, though the fighting has still continued. Pope Francis presided over an open-air mass before tens of thousands along the banks of the Danube in Budapest, Hungary. The BBC's Nick Thorpe.
For his sermon, the Pope chose the theme of the Good Shepherd, and he urged his listeners to open the doors we close towards those who are foreign or unlike us, towards migrants or the poor.
A powerful storm system is threatening parts of the east. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard has the forecast.
Best chance of severe weather is Florida and then portions of the Carolinas and the southeast Virginia. But heavy rainfall pretty much possible anywhere along the east coast as we go today into tonight.
Customers are pulling their money out of the troubled First Republic Bank. Democratic California Congressman Ro Khanna spoke on CBS's Face the Nation.
Well, this is what a modern bank run looks like. Let me tell you what companies in my district are saying. They're saying that payroll companies are telling them, move your deposits out of First Republic. You're not going to be able to have access to the accounts.
There are reports a couple of banks are bidding this weekend to take over First Republic. President Biden entertained the crowd at the White House Correspondents' Dinner with a few jabs.
You say I'm ancient. I say I'm wise. You say I'm over the hill. Don Lemon would say that's a man in his prime.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal infrastructure law has been in effect for a year now. Community leaders around Wisconsin are optimistic about badly needed repairs and improvements. Here's Mike Moen.
At the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewing says so far nearly $3 billion in projects have been announced with funding from the law. Most are transportation related, and Brewing says it's badly needed as many areas have backlogs for priorities like road and bridge repairs.
And so by having a real strong federal partnership in the area of infrastructure helps address some of the backlog.
The law will also provide states funding for clean water infrastructure and expansion of high-speed internet. The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rose says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Not only. Huh?
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Earl, you crack me up. You crack me up. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It is round one with Earl and Brown.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. What's going on, Big G?
Earl, it's let me see. We got a little bit of sun out here today in Detroit. You know, it's a good day, man. It's Monday,
man.
It's a Monday, so we got to go.
See, when I used to be young, and
that was a long time ago.
And they would say, "Every day is a good day, son." Hey, Gilbert, every day is a good day, son.
That's why they say some of them old folks don't bump their head on something.
Who is old, man? What's old? That's
you,
relative.
You.
Hey, man. Look. What? I still walk 8 miles.
Earl, you almost looked the part. Almost.
What you mean almost looked the part?
You ain't there yet. I mean, when you had that Milwaukee Brewers shirt on and the M was stretched around your back.
Come on, man. Anyway, let's get down to some business, man.
Yeah, get off of it. Get off of it.
Because they said we're going to talk about some real life things, too. So I want to begin, man. Five young players. NFL players. Detroit Lions. Three or four of them was Detroit Lions. And they one of them got second. He was the 12th player pick last year, meaning a lottery pick kind of guy. Star player. Young guy. Got suspended for 6 games for gambling. Man. And the other players suspended for gambling, man. I remember a guy named Pete Rose, long before you. Again, you can't remember Pete Rose.
You always, Earl, you always know the legends, man.
Yeah,
I know all about Pete Rose.
So Pete Rose was Charlie Hustle. And, man, he was the Brett Favre of his era. And a brass kind of cat, man, who, you know, kind of talked like Brett Favre and did all those kind of things, a legend, and gambled. And in his career, they did not even allow him in the Hall of Fame. He bet on baseball. your thoughts, man, on this whole open season on gambling, you know, sports betting and all that.
Well, it's a difference, Earl. It's a difference, man. You know, I just clown gamble. I bet you five on this. So I bet you 10 on that. These cats nowadays, I mean, Drake, the rapper, he just won. He bet a million and won crazy on this fight that we just had.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you see guys like that, that got the money to do that and win the money back, it's contagious. But in the sports world, if they tell you no gambling, period, then it's no gambling, period. Why are you going to be slick? Because I remember back when we were playing, they would have a thing in training camp about gambling. Do not gamble. Do not do this. Do not do that. Now, I put it this way. If, and I'm not saying he didn't, but let's say Brett Favre gambled. And then I'm going to try to gamble what Brett Favre gambled. I ain't Brett Favre. They gonna tell Brett Favre, okay, we found out you gambling. You 6 months off or six games out. They gonna tell me you're fired. You're done. You can't do what the big boys do. That's what happened in Detroit. If one dude, main dude, gamble and you got four or five underlings that ain't smelled the field yet or ain't got a job, they ain't going to deal with you. They're going to deal with that first guy. The rest of you guys are gone because they can get the same dude that you were out there in the streets.
You know.
Because you ain't made the team yet.
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on all the gambling in sports today? Do you support it or not? Now, I'll tell you, Gilbert, man. We used to do something called football pools. I don't know if you know what that is.
It's playful stuff.
Yeah. Where you would pull a number, and if your square came up, you bet whatever it was, $5, $10, $20, whatever it was, the square.
Yeah,
and
you it's got playful. Paid,
what you call it?
It's playful stuff, man. Yeah. Even if it's gambling, it's for the fans, man.
Yeah,
it's for the people to enjoy. It's for the people to hype up. It ain't for the dudes that's being the subject of the game to do it. I don't say if you want to bet, it shouldn't be too much of a problem if you're betting on outside of your sport. That's what it should be.
Well, that's what
you can't bet no football stuff, but you can bet against boxing. You can bet against horse racing. But some leagues don't want you to bet at all.
No, and that's what this was, man, because these guys, you know, the NFL has made it very clear that gambling on games won't be tolerated, and five different players found out that out the hard way Friday. The NFL has announced that Stanley Berryhill, the third, Jameson Williams, Quintez Cephas, which is a good player. He played a lot for the Lions the last couple of years. C.J. Moore and Shaka
Tony
have all been suspended for gambling.
Never heard of
them. Well, if you... Then all you...
Never heard of football.
If you haven't heard of Quintez Cephas...
They're significant ones. What's his name?
Quintez Cephas, man.
How you spell that? Cephas.
Now, so although each player is now suspended, the suspensions aren't created equally. Williams and Berryhill have each only been suspended for six games. Six games? That's a lot of games, Gilbert.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, do they not get paid for that?
No, they don't get paid for that. That's six game checks.
Wow. That's about a third of the league of the season. Both players are eligible to participate in all off-season and preseason activities, including preseason games. For those two, their suspensions won't take effect until the day after the final roster cutdown in August, and they'll be eligible to return at some point in mid-October. Now, they weren't betting on football, Gilbert. You know, but Cephas and Moore and Tony have all been suspended for at least 1 year. Those three players have been indefinitely banned, and they can't apply for reinstatement until 2024. Whenever Cephas and Moore end up returning to the NFL, they won't be playing for the Lions. The Lions just flat out released them, Gilbert. So, man, they lost their whole career, man.
Here's the thing, Earl. Here's the thing. So, you know, Earl, I don't ever think I'm going to go and say this on air. Don't ever think I'm cutting you off. I'm just trying to get my point out before
man,
I forget.
No, man, we cool, man. You and I are cool.
Before I forget it.
No, go ahead.
Before I forget it. But it is also hypocritical, Earl.
Of the league?
The owners get to do what they want to do. They don't set examples, so they get to bet on who they want to bet on. The owners are never policed. You understand what I'm saying? So they do hypocritical things, and then when the guys do it, either suspended, cut, or done with the league. Now, these guys that, here's the thing, that they set an example on these fools, because if we say don't do something and you do it, then this is what's going to happen. Six game suspension, and if you ain't a starter or worth anything on that team, they're going to cut you.
Well, that's just what happened. Exactly
that's
what
happened.
You said.
So now tell me what next dummy going to do it. If you do it, you a brand new fool if you go out and bet anything else.
So as a result of an NFL investigation that came to our attention, this is the Lions, of our players, a few of our players have violated the league's gambling policy, General Manager Brad Holmes said. These players exhibited decision-making that is not consistent with our organization's values and violates league rules. We have made the decision to part ways with Quintez and CJ immediately. We are disappointed by the decision-making demonstrated by Stanley and Jameson, and we'll work with both players to ensure the understanding. Now, those two last two guys I just mentioned, Gilbert, they're young players that they just drafted in the last year or two. So they got value that they want to keep because they're high draft choices. The other two guys that you said, the other three guys, they let them go flat out.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly.
And like you said, that's based on, you know, the value that they have with them or that they see in them.
I mean, let's put it this way, Earl. If you hire two dudes at a job, and both of them, one guy shows promise, the other guy does not, but they both get in trouble, who you going to keep? You going to keep the dude that shows promise. Yeah. You going to get rid of the other dude because he just wasting time and holding up spot, and he doing stupid stuff when you told him not to.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Dave, I see you. We'll get you on the other side, and the rest of you can join in the conversation. Again, your take on the open betting now that's happening in sports across this nation. What is your take? Joined by the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block
of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 41. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely, 33. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, 42. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
That's what the betting man
say.
Saying,
get money.
Get money.
Oh, come on, man.
Don't tell me you need a hearing aid, too.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And before we went to break, we were asking the question. Our phone lines are open. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. Your thoughts on, you know, gambling in sports. I mean, there's always gambling in sports, but, I mean, they opened it up tremendously. And the reason this conversation is right now on the front burner is because five Detroit Lion players have been suspended for, you know, having been caught betting. What I did find out, Gilbert, is that those two younger guys, they didn't bet on the pro game. They bet on college games. But here's what they did, Gilbert. They bet at the Detroit Lions facility, from their facility. Is that crazy?
I told you, you got brand new
property, huh?
You got brand new fools out there, Earl. Brand new.
And the other three did bet on other NFL games. So that probably done forever, right?
Ooh, yeah. I don't see nobody picking up.
Huh?
Yeah, if they got a year suspension, they're going to really have to kiss some ass to get back on. Really going to have to, Earl.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
And then you're sitting there and you tell yourself, was it worth it?
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. To bet on NFL games. Let's go to David. Hey, David. Good morning. You say what, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Really quickly, I'm going to give you guys a little history on some of this stuff. If you remember, Gilbert, and I don't know if this was ever talked about at camp, but way back when, Paul Hornung was suspended for gambling the entire 1963 season.
That's true.
I mean, he was a great player, but he did that back then. And keep in mind, you know, if you want to go back further in time, you had the White Sox back in 1919 threw the World Series for the Cincinnati Reds, and you had that situation. And then, of course, you had the latest one where people in the NBA said, "Oh, these games are rigged and what have you." Well, the Mafia got a hold of, what's his name, Tim Donaghy, I think was the referee's name. And they did a whole movie on it just recently.
Dave, mm-hmm. I mean, what's your take on gambling? The fact that they've opened up gambling in the sports world, it was always there, but now to legalize it and sports betting is everywhere.
Yep. Yeah, it's one thing for like what Gilbert was saying, where you as an individual are betting on the games, but it's another thing when you have, and you brought up, you know, with Pete Rose earlier, you can't have that because then, I mean, it's one thing. If it's a rule within, you know, be it the NBA, the NFL, or whatever, you got to follow that. And we have to realize that at the end of the day, that's not good for the sport because it does have an impact. And, you know, but as far as people doing, you know, like making little side bets here and there or gambling at the casino, that's their own money. They're doing that whole thing. But it's tricky. I get it, but you can't do that with your own team.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. You know,
Gilbert, thanks, Dave.
You know what, Gilbert, all I'm saying is, we all these years we did without it and it was fine, but now it's just that the money, the amount of money that's there to be made. Clearly, man, I watch some of the, even before the fights or even before the basketball games, even the football games now, they're telling you the betting odds. They show you people on the betting. I mean, come on, man. You put
Earl,
that above the
Earl,
game.
Earl, they bet on if he going to throw the left hand before the right hand first. It don't matter, man. It's a culture of betting.
Yeah, right.
That betting aspect, I don't care if you never said you bet in your life, you bet it before. Period. You may not think you did.
I'm wondering,
but you did.
If it's worth it for the leagues, because now people will always argue about whether or not the bet made a difference, I think long range, Gilbert, it hurts the game.
Man, I mean, you can look at it from so many different angles, or it's so many things that people say will hurt the game, would not hurt the game. I mean, so half of the guys want the NFL to legalize the marijuana use, but they don't. So then you're going to legalize gambling? No, it ain't going to happen.
Well, you know, they may be forced to legalize marijuana.
Now, they ain't going to be forced to do nothing. The owners rule the world, dog.
They don't rule the world. They rule
their world. They rule their world.
Yeah, right. They're part of it. But, you know, I mean, when you work for them, I work for this radio station. They got rules that I know, you know, that I got
to abide by. Yeah. Right. I mean, but here's the thing, though, Earl. There is rules. Why do you want to buck the rule? I love my job. I love my little space. Why do I want to go mess that up? Because I want to bet on something? Because I want to smoke something?
Listen, man, we can go to break. 844-967-2789.
That's why my beard ain't gray like yours.
Hey, man, that Claro works. 844-967-20. I know, I used to use it. We'll be right back.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. Officials are pleading for help as the suspect in a mass shooting in Cleveland, Texas remains on the run. The FBI's James Smith.
He is out there and he's a threat to the community. So I don't want anyone to think that something different than that. He is a threat to the community and we need the community's help to hopefully locate him soon and take him off the streets.
Republicans passed a debt ceiling bill in the House, but it is likely to fail in the Senate. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise.
President Biden maxed out America's credit card. What Republicans said is we're willing to work with the president on addressing that, but let's also address the spending that got us here, too.
He appeared on ABC. A bank could take over First Republic, Congressman Ro Khanna.
The FDIC needs to look at the lowest cost alternative. That's their mandate. And right now they may need to work with banks and private capital to save First Republic. I mean, that is the state we're in.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mob Craft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mob Craft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mob Craft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable health care without judgment. And everyone deserves a health care provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive health care services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh yeah. Make it right. Uptown. Heavy D, y'all. In the house. Once again. Make you comfortable. Big love for both. What?
Oh yeah. That's what
they call me. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. It's under the helmet with the grave digger. So Gilbert, let me, were you still with the Packers when Brett Favre left, or were you gone before Brett left?
I was gone.
You were gone.
Brett, I think Brett left in 07, 08 or something like that.
Yeah, and you left in 05?
04.
04. The reason I'm asking you is when a guy like that leaves, and in this instance, Aaron Rodgers leaves, And I know we had this conversation a little bit before, but everything is pointing to, as I was reading this article with David Bakhtiari, who clearly was Aaron Rodgers' right-hand boy and his best friend.
That's you got to remember now, an offensive lineman's nature is to always protect his quarterback, always. That's in his DNA. So remember that why you talking.
Yeah, well, I get that. I mean, I know he was the guy who protected his blind side, his left tackle. So yes. From cats like you trying to tear the cat's head off.
Disembody him, dude. That's what we be trying to do. Disembody him.
So that's why they paid Bakhtiari all that money, because all those years he protected Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. And was damn good doing it, too.
Yeah, no question, because when an offensive lineman makes $25 million a year, that's pretty good jack, right?
Yeah.
So that's what he was making. They can't afford to pay him $25 million a year if Aaron Rodgers ain't there, can they?
If you want the same protection,
for love,
you better pay that. You better pay that man. You better pay that man. You just don't find left tackles out there off the street. They got to be exceptional human beings, because we also know that's your blind side, fool. We coming at you.
And he's 32 years old, old Gilbert. Injury prone.
Yeah,
he's been hurt.
Yeah,
and so the Packers are saying they're looking at all of this now, right? I mean, some stuff that they didn't look at before. And some stuff they overlooked before because it was Aaron. Now they're going through everything, right?
Yeah, they're going through everything with a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah, because now that Aaron Rodgers' era is over. It's officially over. And so they're starting all over now. Now, Bakhtiari is still a member of the Green Bay Packers, but he's kind of concerned. I mean, the way he's talking, man, he's talking like, and he's talking about not the players, he's saying, he's talking about management. So when you say they, I thought all of that was all together, Gilbert, the management, the players as the team, you're shaking your head.
It's not all together, Earl. And you got to listen to, as a player, you see this happen to one guy, you can say, oh, that can't happen to me. That ain't going to happen to me. Or in the back of your mind, you know your time is coming. You know in the back of your mind, you might lose a step here, you might lose a step there. It's coming. It's hard for a guy to accept that you are now becoming expendable. From the time you start to the time you end, it's like a car. You buy a brand new car. Soon as you drive it off the lot, it starts to depreciate. That's what a football player does. Soon as you get your butt inside and you get your where you need to be, then you start to depreciate. And for some guys, they can't understand that. You see what I'm saying, Earl? But for Bakhtiari to be talking like this, he's pissed off. Number one, he had to restructure his contract because they thought they was going to keep Aaron Rodgers. Number two, his homeboy is leaving.
Yep.
And he probably, I don't know, maybe want to go with him. Number three, you got to let all that go, man, because my homeboy could be right here with me in the trenches now and gone tomorrow. But is that going to stop me from being the guy I'm supposed to be? I got to stay with, okay, now Jordan Love is the man. I got to start getting on the Jordan Love train, period.
So Gilbert, let me, because you make me then say that in Bakhtiari's case, the way he's talking, even if he stayed, management gonna look at him through a different way now, because of the kind of conversation he's been having, right? I mean,
number one, because he opened his mouth, and number two, because of his play. He's not a guy that's going to give you lately 16, 17 games, 18
right,
games.
He can't.
You see what I'm saying? So now it's kind of like, man, they shooting over the top and they be like, man, don't you stick your head out there. You stick your head out there, they're going to pop you.
So they're looking at him as a liability.
You know, Earl, I don't know if they're looking at him a liability or not, but
you
got to understand something. You are not the guy you used to be. So in order for you to stay on this team, you need to do things in a teamly fashion. Not saying kissing nobody's ass, not saying do this, that, or the other, but you got to get with the program. Aaron Rodgers is gone. And what the Green Bay Packers are probably saying is if anybody don't like it, y'all can go too.
And that's a hard pill to swallow when, you know, Bakhtiari, man, he was probably, when they say Rodgers was the best player, people looked at him as the number two best, second best player on the team.
He was the best offensive lineman they had.
Yeah, no question.
I don't say he was number two behind.
That's because you're a defensive guy.
No, I'm not saying just because defense, just because of the pecking order of where it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, skilled guys always get top billed. Us grunts don't get nothing. So unless we get the best offensive lineman or the best defensive lineman that we got. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. But Bakhtiari is hurt right now.
Yeah,
he's hurt because he had to restructure his contract because they thought they were keeping Aaron Rodgers. And number two is because he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, well, you know,
But his heart ain't changed.
You know, Gilbert, we say he can't stay healthy. Man, they got monsters knocking on the door. Every play that he's out there, right? There's monsters out there. He's trying to hold off the monster. You can do it a lot easier when you're 24, 25 than you can when you're 32, right?
Yeah, but Earl, it's been so many gladiators that went past their time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And held up well. You know, or they might have to change the position. Offensive tackle move to guard. You know what I'm saying? Right. Whatever you got to do to stay in the game, that's what you got to do. But don't let your mouth put you out the game.
But you know, Gilbert, it's easier to run your mouth if you're making $25 million a year as opposed to making $1 million a year, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. I mean, he got some absolutely. Backup.
You ain't gonna have no first-year guy talking like Bakhtiari. Just like that goes back to the betting thing. You ain't gonna have your first year do all this betting. And the top guy did the betting, and you the one that's gonna get killed for.
You know, Gilbert, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, man. They still haven't completed the deal with Aaron. What's going on, man?
Man, it's too many. It's they asking too much for him, man. They're asking too much for him that don't nobody want to do. Ain't nobody, because they uncertain if he going to just play that 1 year and bail on him.
Right.
Or 2 years and bail on him. Me personally, I think if Aaron Rodgers get to the place where he wanted to get to, he probably got about 4 or 5 more years left in him. Probably not at the high level that he's been at. But I mean, Tom Brady has built the mold,
and Tom Brady is talking about coming out of retirement to play for the Miami Dolphins.
He ain't got that girl telling you no, you can't now.
Hey, you know what? Part of that is true.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't got that girl on his shoulder talking about you can't do this. You can't. He like, man, I'm by myself now. I can do what I want to.
Yeah, but
and there's no consequence.
But listen, man, Aaron Rodgers even if he could, I don't see him looking to play that many more years. You know,
Earl, he's a competitor. He's a competitor. You can't just turn it off like that.
So you think it's more the fact that he's a competitor or that money, $50 million a year?
He got enough money, yeah, he got Earl. Plenty of money, right? I mean, State Farm. He playing off the State Farm checks.
Yep.
He playing off the NFL checks. So he got the money. Sometimes it ain't all about the money, man. It's about that game. That game is so hard to leave.
Let me ask you, man. As competitive as you were and are.
Mm-hmm.
You still miss it, right?
Earl, I always say this, man. I used to choke people out there on that field. Choke them. I can't choke them no more because I go to jail. The physicality of the game you miss if you a baller.
Right.
You miss punching guys in the mouth, being able to get down there and go against another man and see who the best. I miss that.
You know,
period.
Well, I mean, clearly the intensity.
No amount of money. I miss the fit. If they told me come back and play for a dollar, I would.
You know, man, it's just that game, man. They can talk about all the other sports, you know, in the world.
Yeah.
But that game, that's something you just, it becomes your DNA, right? I mean, you become a part of it.
That, Earl, it's that mind frame that you in. It's kind of like, it's really like how it was in the Roman days, man. You picking up your helmet, just like you picking up your shield. You picking up your sword, just like you putting on your gloves and your shoulder pads. And you going out there in this Coliseum where all these fans are ripping and yelling for you, and you about to go against somebody and try to take their head off. OMG.
You know, Gilbert, and the team aspect of it, and all those working pieces, right? All the men are working pieces coming together kind of like, you know, under one. For one purpose. I mean, you know, boxing is a gladiator sport, but it's just you and one man, right?
Boxing is an individual sport. Footballers, right. you need your friends to help you win this game. It's kind of like a strategy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If everybody ain't on the same page, you're gonna lose. And boxing, you by yourself. Hockey is, people don't really realize how physical hockey is. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the physicality of the game that if it's in your DNA that you miss.
You know, man, I really miss playing too, man, even though it was, 51 years ago. And even for those 3 minutes I got to play in my high school senior.
But Earl, that's when you walk around, you put your helmet in your back pocket.
Gotta go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'll see you. We'll come to you after the break. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 41. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight. Lows level off around 35. Cloudy. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely 41. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Tell Bakhtiari, get on that train, baby.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Let's go to Miss Anonymous from Milwaukee.
Hi, Earl.
Hey, how are you?
Very well.
All right. You have a question to come in?
A comment that you had brought up about the difference of being suspended versus like they're going to be kicked out for a year.
Right.
And my first thought was, I think it was more severe for the two because they were actually in the building using their, I don't know.
Yeah, they were using
computer.
They were actually on their property.
Exactly. And it just brought to mind a couple things. First, like if you're a stockbroker, that's considered insider trading. Like if you're doing it like within. Now, they may not have like actually inside information, but just doing it on the facility, I think the punishment fits what they did. Now, the other two, because they were three, can't remember, they were betting on college football. Again, they may not have inside information, but maybe they do. Maybe they know, you know, a coach or a player or somebody. But it also brings back, Gilbert was talking about, you know, like the owners, like they're the ones, and maybe they're almost hypocritical, but I almost think they're not because of the rules that they have set in place. Let's say, like, gambling is legal, but they're saying their rules. No, you can't do this. Also, alcohol, it's legal. But if you're caught with alcohol in your system and you're about to play or get out on the field, of course, you're going to face penalties, punishment, there are going to be consequences to that. And I think a lot of people, and especially nowadays, you had brought up, I'm a compulsive gambler. And I have other compulsive gamblers that are sports bettors, and it's becoming a concern, especially I live in Milwaukee, that Pottawatomie has now made it, they have a sports betting place and facility. But it also, you don't need to actually go to a casino to do that. You can get an app on your phone. And
yeah, So your take on the whole explosion of the gambling part of it?
Oh, it's very concerning. I am not I'm not a sports bettor at all. But in, I'll just say when I go to a program and we have literature and we read it like every meeting and we say you can't bet on an office sport pool. You can't bet for a cup of coffee, matching for a cup of coffee. I mean, everything. It doesn't matter what your particular
So it's the same principles as AAA and all those things. You have to completely separate yourself on a daily basis.
Yes.
But I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert,
First of all, that was our first female caller.
Yeah, it was.
Second of all, Earl, she said, "Hi, Earl."
Come on, man. Hey, man. What you trying to make happen, man?
You to get hit with that frying pan when you get home.
Hey, man. Come on, man. Let's move on from that. Man, you know, I'll tell you.
Hey, but let me say this, though, Earl. They do make it too easy for you to bet now. It is too easy for you to just make a bet. I mean, do they even check if you're 18? You know, before you start betting? I mean, it's too easy right now, and it's so intriguing to do it. So, I mean, it's a monster that we created.
Yep.
Now you're trying to take the monster away, and it's the monster's done built up too much.
You know, Gilbert, I remember when you could only gamble in this country, in Las Vegas and New Jersey.
And
it worked fine, and it was good.
Now it's worldwide.
Yep.
Now, worldwide, baby.
And as she stated, she's got an addiction. Many other people have addictions to this. And we shouldn't be doing anything to increase the odds that somebody else is going to get addicted, right?
They think just because they put that little disclaimer on the front, if you got a gambling problem, call such and such.
A joke.
No, man. Come on. You got to do something better than that. Because what they're saying is, please keep on betting. But, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, come on, man. It's an addiction. And God bless the people that have it. But we don't need to encourage it or bring more people along.
No, Gilbert, you're 100% correct. It was a better country when you didn't have all those, because nobody ever talks about the suicides.
Oh my God,
that happened,
man.
In gambling.
Yeah, people losing their shirts.
Oh yeah, losing everything, you know. And so they make it easy and make you somehow believe that you're going to beat the casino. You know,
it's a money maker, Earl.
Well, you know, Detroit was a prime example. When they built all those new casinos.
Got so many they can't get out the way of themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You drive down a certain highway and the skyline just shows you casino.
And Gilbert, in a city and a town where people can barely, it still can barely pick up the garbage, right? That thing is we can't do it with industry, but we'll do it with casinos. We'll drain the money from the people who are left here.
Here's the crazy part. Here's the crazy part about it, girl. I called my homeboy and said, "Hey man, what's up?" I said, "Man, my mom and daddy running to the casino, so I'm gonna go do this." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's everybody I call. Hey man, what's up, man? Well, my mom and dad run to the casino, you know, the older folks, you know, but some of them know how, some of them don't. And they lose their retirement. Yeah. Then they back out there working again.
Yeah, it's an ugly thing. It's a legal business, but it's ugly. Right? It really is an ugly business. And all that betting gambling is not good because it does some major damage to people who can't control it. And it's easy to get hooked, right? Yeah.
Beyond easy. It's a sad situation.
Hey, Gilbert, I wish we had more time, man. It goes too fast.
Sure do, man. Sure do.
We got to work on that.
We got to talk to them and see what they can do.
Yeah. All right. We got to add
more time.
Yeah. We got to go this time, Gilbert. Hey, I'll see you next Monday.
All right, man. Have a good rest of the week, my brother. Digger.
Likewise. We'll be back. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, really.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.